Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called Sailing with Paul, Part 1. And this comes from Acts chapter 25, verses 10 through 12, and chapter 27, verses 1 through 26. Today, we will hear an exciting story about Paul. There are some important things you must know about him before we begin. Raise your hand if you've heard of Paul in the Bible. Paul is a fascinating man. Paul loved Jesus very much, but there was a time when this wasn't so. He used to be a big leader who tried to destroy the church and would even throw Christians in prison for loving Jesus. At that time, he went by the name of Saul. Until one day, he met Jesus, and his life completely changed. His name changed from Saul to Paul, and now he would do anything to spread the good news of the gospel, teaching the world about Jesus. In today's story, we find Paul in a bit of trouble. Some of the Jewish people were accusing Paul of breaking the law, but they couldn't prove this because, well, he hadn't done anything wrong. They were just lying in order to get him arrested. Paul had already been in prison for 2 years and was now standing in front of a powerful governor named Festus. Paul explained that he was innocent.
I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I have not done wrong to any Jew, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I am guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar!
Festus discussed this with his council and made a decision about Paul.
You have appealed to Caesar, and to Caesar you will go.
Paul is saying that he should be allowed to have Caesar hear him and let Caesar decide if he is innocent or not. Paul asks for this right because he's actually a Roman citizen. And guess where Caesar lives? Rome. A beautiful city that still exists today. Did you know that you are a citizen of a place too? For example, if you are a citizen of America, you are an American. If you're from Germany,
German.
Australia, Australian. Say out loud the country you live in.
Hi, my name is Carrie.
And I'm Lori, and we are citizens of the USA.
Hi, my name is Corden, and I live in Crescent, Texas, in the United States of America.
Thanks for sharing. Today, ask your family to pull out a map, find the country Italy, and in Italy, you will see the city of Rome. That's where Paul wants to go, to meet with Caesar. This is what is going on when we meet Paul in today's story. Let's pick it up right here. It was decided that we would sail for Italy. An officer named Julius guarded Paul and some other prisoners. We boarded the wooden ship. The white sails were gently flapping in the wind. The ship creaked and rocked gently. Once we were on, we set sail from Adramyttium to venture to different ports in Asia. Listeners, can you imagine taking a boat to travel for days and days and days? They didn't have airplanes, cars. They didn't have computers and phones to map where they were going. This experience would be very different than how we travel today. They sailed first to Sidon. The officer, Julius, was very good to Paul and even allowed him to go visit his friends, who took care of his needs. We left Sidon and sailed on. The wind was blowing against us. Finally, the officer found another ship that was going to Italy. Bingo. That's where we needed to be. So he put us on it. We sailed slowly for many days. We had a hard time because the wind was whipping the sails. The waves crashed up and down against us, making a frothy white foam. We had to change directions since the weather was so poor. Oh, and this meant we lost a lot of time. It was dangerous to sail, so Paul warned them.
Men, I can see there will be a lot of trouble on this trip. The ship and the things in the ship will be lost. Even our lives may be lost.
But the captain and the owner of the ship did not believe Paul.
I do not agree, Paul. This harbor is not a good place for a ship to stay. So we must keep going until we reach Phoenix.
Soon, we noticed the sails changing from a gentle flap to a chaotic slap back and forth as the wind began to pick up in all directions. The sailors began to smile.
This is the wind we want, Ed. And now we have it.
Heave ho. They pulled up the mighty anchor. The heavy chain clinked upon the deck. We sailed very close to the island of Crete. All seemed well, until a very strong wind named the Northeaster came from the island. The sailors tried to keep the ship on course, but it was no match against the strength of the wind and waves, and soon the ship was carried away.
Stop fighting it,
cried the captain.
And just let the wind take us.
All hands, tie the ropes around the ship to help keep her together.
The men were afraid that the ship would simply crash into the sandbanks. And the next day, well, it wasn't any better. The storm was blowing us so hard that the men even threw out some of the cargo. And the next day, they threw out more. The clouds were dark and looming. We didn't see the sun or stars for days. People lost all hope of staying alive. We thought we would die. Even our stomachs were growling from lack of food. Then, one day, Paul stood up before them and said,
"Men, I told you to not leave Crete. You should have listened to me. Then you would not have all this trouble and loss. But now, I tell you to cheer up. Not one of you will die. But the ship, it will be destroyed. Last night, an angel from God came to me. This is the God I worship, and I am his. God's angel said, 'Paul, do not be afraid. You must stand before Caesar, and God has given you this promise. He will save the lives of all those men sailing with you. So men, be cheerful. I trust God. Everything will happen as the angel told me, but we will crash on an island.'"
Well, that is it for our story today. What will happen next? For now, we end in suspense, but you will hear more in the next episode. Before we go, let's think about what we just heard. In today's story, what was happening around Paul?
A big storm.
That's right. And not just a regular storm, but a storm out in the middle of the ocean on a boat. Paul couldn't run inside a safe house. Do you think that would be a little scary? Yeah, me too. What Paul saw with his eyes probably looked scary. But did Paul fret and worry?
No.
Why? I'll give you options and you say which one it is. Is it because the storm stopped?
No.
Is it because Paul was an incredible sailor?
No.
Was it because God had given him a promise and Paul chose to trust in him? Yes, that's the one. At the very end, we heard Paul say,
"I trust in God."
When our life looks stormy, maybe something seems overwhelming, confusing, or scary, we too can trust in the same God that Paul trusted in. You can always talk to your parents about this and pray to God for help. He will always be there to listen. Well, that is it for today. Thanks again for listening. Tune in next week to hear what happens. Will the ship crash? Will what the angel said come true? You will have to tune in to hear the rest of this exciting journey. And, as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.